Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Almost everyone agrees that progress is good, and certainly people are looking for progress in their own lives. But that progress can be blocked if we're unwilling to give up ways of thinking that deter progress. Here's an example from the Bible. With spiritual help, the Hebrews escaped from slavery in Egypt, as we discussed yesterday on Morning Prayer. But, despite the evidence of spiritual power they had seen, not all of them had freed themselves from mental slavery that said such power could be unreliable or even absent. For instance, Moses sent a group of men to investigate the land where they were to live. When the men returned, they reported that the land had its benefits, but also lots of problems. They said the people were well fortified in cities, and they didn't see any way they could defeat them. They even referred to them as giants, probably indicative of how big the problem seemed in their own minds. A couple of men tried to convince the people that the divine power they had experienced was still right with them to overcome problems, but the people didn't buy it. As a result, they were stymied for a long time. What's the lesson here for us today? If we look at things from a limited perspective, we'll stay stuck. But if we look at things from a spiritual standpoint, we find a way forward. May we adopt the spiritual viewpoint and say, as the psalmist did of God, "He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me." Amen.